Thank you, Brother Rutledge. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's good to know God, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I rejoiced over the choir song because God is everything.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He is to me.
Yes.
He's fantastic. He's joy. He's peace.
Glory to God.
God is. Can you say amen to that?
God is.
When he told Moses to go set his people free, Moses required, said, "Who shall I say sent me?" Just say, "I am has sent you." Glory to God.
You
know, a lot of times we have so many excuses in this world, and excuses that hinder, excuses that rob, that stand in the way of us and God.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, you have all kind of excuses for being born in sin. You can find all kind of them for being born in sin. But you cannot find one excuse for living in sin. You can't find one. Hallelujah. There's no excuse for it. Especially since God has made such a perfect way. Hallelujah. Sending forth his son, made of woman, made under the law, to die in sin, to set us free from sin. Would you stand together with me one more time? Ask God's blessings upon this message tonight. Would you pray at this time? Father of heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your kindness, your grace, love, honor, and glory. God, we pray that you'd let these words tonight go forth with power and with authority. Let your blessings rest upon it. May some soul find their need of God. Lord of heaven, we thank you for your many blessings, your goodness, mercy, and kindness to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Turn around and shake hands with someone. Say, we're glad to have you tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
As I said a while ago, it's good to be back in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You know, here a few years ago, I'd like to clarify this token of fortune that I ran upon the other day hunting. Here a few years ago, Brother Rutledge and I went fishing. And he caught a fairly nice, nice bass. But the strangest thing about that fish, the longer it stayed in the box or on the line, whatever we had, the bigger it got.
Yeah.
You know, I got to counting those points on that horn, antlers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with me to the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel. The 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel. The 35th verse. Jesus speaking to the disciples here. And he said unto them, "When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lack you anything?" And they said, "Nothing." Then said he unto them, "But now he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Let him sell his garment and buy one. So often, religious theology would have us to believe, and so often teach, the kingdom of God in likeness of laziness, which is entirely false. God never did like a lazy person. Say amen to that. God never did like a lazy person.
Yeah.
Let me say something before I start. I hadn't got anything against wearing a coat, but it's difficult getting one on, so you pardon me. God never liked slothfulness. He always wanted someone who was willing to fight. Can I say that?
That's all right.
Fight. Willing to inherit that which belonged to him or her. Joshua found some leaders of some tribes of Israel sitting aside one day after they had crossed over into the land of promise. The land was theirs. And here Joshua saw them sitting there. And he spoke the words and said, "How long are you slack to go up and possess that which belongs to you?
Right.
How long are you going to sit here and wait? The land is there.
That's
possess
right.
it.
Right.
The land is there. Take hold on it. It's yours."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
It's yours. You fought for it. Some of your people died for it.
That's right.
They shed their blood for it. Now go get it.
Hallelujah. That's good.
And the saint of God today, we have a gold mine.
Right.
We have fields of treasure. The parables given in the 13th chapter of Matthew, one of them reads like this: "The kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great price.
Amen.
A merchant sails the seven seas looking until one day he finds that pearl of great price."
Hallelujah.
And when he finds it, he goes and he sells all that he has.
Everything.
That he may obtain that one pearl of great price.
Praise God.
The kingdom of heaven is worth possessing.
Whoa.
The kingdom of heaven is worth fighting for.
That's right.
Matthew's gospel wrote and said, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence to this time, and the violent take it by force."
Right.
The kingdom of heaven is not going to be laid out on some platter or some table in order for us to just to come by and partake of it in lazy, slothful, unconcerned fashion.
That's the truth.
I was asked the question one day, why did not God make man where he would not sin? Why didn't God make man in the perfect image, in perfect likeness? He would not know evil or good. He would just serve God. I thank God for this wisdom. I told that person, I said, if he had made man in that fashion, in that form, how would God have known whether that person would have been true to him?
Right.
How would God have known if that person would have chose the difference between good and evil? Shun the evil and hold the righteousness. Shun the darkness and hold the light.
Right.
Shun the bad and grab the good. How would God know that person would have been faithful? But you take a person who goes through trials, who goes through tribulation, who goes through fire, and still holds to God.
Whoa.
That's the person God is concerned with. That's the person who God loves.
That's right.
And He wants that person with determination.
That's right.
The greatest weapon we can have is the weapon of determination.
What?
One of holding out. Sure, we taste the fruits and the nectar of victory as we pass through this land. But we are not in our final destination yet. We've got a long way to go, friend. We've got the kingdom of heaven to obtain. We've got the joys of eternal life to obtain. And we'll never get it unless we're willing to fight for it. Unless we're willing to lay down our life for it. Unless we're willing to sacrifice for it. Unless we're willing to shed a few tears for it. Unless we're willing to sweat and fast and pray for it. The kingdom of heaven is taken by violent force.
Right.
of the saint of God who's willing to put forth a little bit of effort to obtain it. Can you say amen to that? Oh, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul in the 6th chapter of Ephesians said, put on the whole armor of God. And so often, let's look at this real close if you would. The breastplate of righteousness. It's all right. I like that. I like to get dressed for God. Don't you? Amen. I like to include myself among the people who count themselves the righteous people. The helmet of salvation. That word of God that saved the soul. The shoes shod for the preparation of the gospel. Gird your loins about with the truth. Hallelujah. Take the shield of faith. That's essential in this life.
Sure.
That's getting dressed for God. Now look at this man. He's a soldier of God. He's dressed. He's dressed all over. But one thing, the Bible continues, and it says, take the sword, which is the word of God. Take something to fight with. Don't sit there and knock off the blow. It said that you may be able to withstand the fiery darts of Satan. Just not knock off the blows that comes our ways. Not deflect the fiery darts of Satan. But get the sword. Something that you're able to fight back with. And say, Satan, I'm coming to you. I'm going your way. Hallelujah. And I'm willing to fight for what's mine. I'm not going to give it up. I'm not going to lay it down, but it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, and you can't have it.
Hallelujah. That's all right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Poor little David. What would have been his fate if he had said, I might be able to whoop him. I might be able to dodge around him. I might be able to militarily get victory over the giant. I just might, if I'm lucky. And the saints of God, oh, praise the Lord. Some of them stand up, ask somebody to testify. The Lord, well, the devil's been after me. That's not a testimony. That's a confession. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Testify. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Give God the victory. Amen. That way we can defeat everything that the devil has to throw towards us. Can you say amen? But David didn't say, I might. David didn't say, if I'm lucky. But he said, who are you to come against the armies of the living God? Who are you to say that you can overcome the church tonight? There's not enough devils in hell to come against this church tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because Jesus spoke and said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And if we're willing to fight for what's ours, and the church is ours, the church is yours. As an individual, it belongs to you. Not a group of people, but it's an individual establishment. Can you say amen to that? It belongs to me. It belongs to you. Let's keep it because it belongs to us. Can you say amen? We prayed for it. Jesus Christ made the way, but we paid for it. We paid for it. We sweated over it. We cried over it. Hallelujah. We wept over it. And my friend, I don't care how long it takes you to fight through the victory, it's worth every step of the way. If you seek for the Holy Ghost for years, keep on seeking it because, buddy, it belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If it takes you, I hope not, but if it takes you from here till the day before the Lord comes to get victory over some weakness in your life, it's well worth it.
It's well worth it. That's right. That's right.
Pay the sword.
Amen.
Sell your garments. Sell out everything that you own. But get the sword. Get something that you can win with. And the Word of God, it says it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sell your garment and buy a sword. Get the Word of God. Brother Foss of Texas spoke and said, buy the truth and sell it not.
Sell it not.
Hallelujah. Never let the Word of God go. Because if we compromise, if we let down on the Word of God, we shall go down in defeat. We shall go down without the knowledge of God. We shall miss out on the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And we fight. And discouragement seems sometimes to set in. And sometimes we often sit down and I've seen this. Have you ever seen anyone compromise? I've seen it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's compromise, Satan. You leave me alone on some things and I'll ease off on my faithfulness to the church. That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
I quit paying my tithes, oh my Lord. I won't sing in the choir if you'll just ease up on some of the things that you've been after me about.
Oh God.
And finally the devil says, okay. And you turn your back and he'll chop you to pieces.
Amen.
He'll chop you to pieces.
Right.
He'll kill you with everything because he knows he's won the victory.
Amen.
He knows he's got you just exactly where he wants you, and he'll use you to his benefit. And you can't feel the Spirit of God, and you can't pray, and you can't cry. Why? Simply because of compromising with this world. And you can't compromise with God or with the devil and this world and get by with it. You'll pay with everything that you have. Get a sword. Fight! Fight, because it's ours. Hallelujah. It's worth taking. It's everything in the world to you. Hallelujah. It's life itself. It's kill or be killed. It's kill and survive, or else be killed and not survive. This is a world of survival. It's a world of battle. It's a world in which we sometimes don't like. But the kingdom of heaven is worth every struggle, every battle, every trench that we must walk through. It's worth everything to gain what God has for you. Hallelujah. Tears? Oh, yes. I come up with something I never thought much about. You people who don't know God, you listen to me real closely. I've often wondered, and I thought maybe, and I knew there was a burden on people who around the altar who sought God, and I see them weep bitter tears, cry. I've seen them go out of this church with their clothes soaking wet with perspiration. I've seen burdens bear down. I just, you know, and the thought came to me here a while back, and I wondered, you know, why? And could it be, sinner friend, that they're crying for you? Could it be their tears are shed because of you? Could it be their burden is because of you? Hallelujah. You see, we don't give it much thought, do we? We just let this pass from our mind. You know, it never crosses our mind that the saints of God are weeping and praying and crying and trying to win a battle over you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can tell you this from personal experience. 2 weeks before I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I felt a tugging on my heart, and no one didn't have to tell me that someone was praying for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Could it be that mom and dad, the silence of their old age has crept into their life, but the tears that run down their cheek and the gray hair that they have on their head, is it because of the burden that they have? Is it because of a lost son or a lost daughter? Hallelujah, who's out on the streets this very night? And they're fighting a battle.
Amen.
They're fighting a battle.
Fire.
They're fighting a battle. And they're not going to lose. Hallelujah. Son, daughter, listen to me. If you're far from God, you better take heed, because there's battles going on every day for your very soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I used to watch my red-headed mama every night bow down at the foot of the bed. You see, she didn't know the truth as I know it. I wish she did. I wish she did. But I thank God. If it hadn't been for a praying mama, I doubt very seriously if I'd be here right now.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
But you know, I know she prayed a many a prayer for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I told her one time out of a drugstore here in Pine Bluff, I said, Mama,
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for every time you got me up on Sunday morning. Scrubbed these ears. I thought you was killing me, Mama. But I'm thankful that you got me to Sunday school. I'm thankful you raised me in church. Hallelujah. I tell you what, friend. I've shed many a tear over Stacy and JJ. And I said, God, give me enough wisdom to get them in church and raise them right. Hallelujah. It's a battle. But my God, if I can see my children come to the God and pray through, I feel I've won a victory over Satan, death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen the time that moms had to put up with an old contrary husband. Wouldn't it be ashamed if she was to back off in a corner and say, now let me see, what can I get? A frying pan? A rolling pin? What can I do? Pack my bags and leave him? But I've seen the military strategist turn into Rock of Ages, left for me. Let me hide my soul in there. Hallelujah. Victory. 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 There's victory. There's victory in Jesus. Can you say amen? Over any kind of foe you want to name.
Hallelujah.
Through Jesus, all things are possible.
All things.
Through Jesus, there's divine healing. That's a battle. Sure it is. Sure. I've seen people, you know, just because you go to a doctor and don't get it well the first time, does that mean you stay home? No. Just because you seek for God for divine healing the first time, does that mean you stay back on the bench the second time, the third? No, sir. Ask. Fight. Seek, knock.
Right.
It didn't say for a certain amount of time. It didn't say for just a week. It just said seek. Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, I closed out a two-week revival there in Alabama here just last week, and we had a Spanish boy come to the altar, a Catholic boy. He'd never been in a Pentecostal church in his life, and he said, I'd never seen anything like this before in my life.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he come to the altar and was seeking for the Holy Ghost, what he knew of it, best way we could explain it to him. And he grew discouraged. And I got the word, he said he wasn't going to come back no more. Well, he did. And I just so happened to preach that night on encouragement. And I read in the scripture where the people in the upper room, they said they waited from 4 to 7 days, I believe, or something of that nature, waiting on God. And it said, Jesus didn't tell them, said, now you just wait to a certain period. No, sir. He said, go and tarry. Okay. Hallelujah. Until you be endued with power from on high. And I read in Acts 2, it said, you shall. Hallelujah. God didn't put a time limit on it. He just said, fight until you're victorious. Hallelujah. Just keep seeking till you find. Just keep knocking till it's open unto you. Just keep asking until it's given.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Victory. Fighting. Buy a sword. Get a knife. Get something to fight with. But get the Word of God. As long as you've got this Word of God, you can whoop anything that you come up against. Friend, hallelujah. Whether it be sickness, death, whether it be anything, you can find comfort over a lost loved one through the Scriptures. Hallelujah. You can find victory over discouragement through the Scriptures. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You can find victory over anything in the Bible pertaining to the world through the name of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
It's fighting for what's ours.
Right.
Apostle Paul spoke to the Philippian church and said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus,
all
which strengtheneth
things.
Me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All things. I've often thought of this. You know, I preached a sermon one time on occupational hazard. Maybe I ought to practice what I preach. But I looked up and saw my hand in that machine. I just still don't know how I got it in there. But you know what? And once they take this cast off, I go back and work around the same machine. You see? It's not going to run me off. And every time I run upon an obstacle in this world that discourages me from living a Christian life, doesn't mean I'm going to pack my bags and go home.
No.
I'm still going to go to church, and I'm going to live for God. I'm going to be victorious over this thing. How long I have to fight, I don't know, but I'm going to fight. I hope God gives me strength to fight till He calls me home.
or else I raise from the dead. When I hear Gabriel blow his trumpet and says beep beep, or ever however he sounds that horn, and I hear it, and my body raises in the likeness of Christ, and I'm going to go home. And I can say just like the Apostle Paul, I fought a good fight.
Good fight.
Hallelujah. I kept the faith. Praise the Lord. I didn't let down on God. I just kept on the plugging. I just kept on the marching.
Yes.
I just kept on the going. I just kept on seeking, because God has promised it to me.
Right.
And I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. I don't care how long it takes. It's mine. God so loved the world,
right,
that he gave his only begotten Son.
Holy.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting,
everlasting life.
Everlasting life. But you've got to pay the price.
Right.
He said a man don't go out, an army don't go out and fight a battle until it figures what the enemy's got.
Yeah.
You see? And the saint don't give his heart and life to God. Or a person don't give his heart and life to God until he feels the need of it.
Right.
And once he feels the need of it, and you learn through later teachings of God's holy word, that you're able to whoop anything. Amen. Because Jesus said, if I be for you, God spoke, if I be for you, who can be against you?
That's right.
Jesus spoke when he left this earth, said, I'll go with you even to the end of the world.
Right.
So therefore, if he is for us, what is there in this world that can obtain victory over us? The Apostle Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Who or what? Praise the Lord. Shall tribulations? Hallelujah. Is tribulations going to cause you to miss out on the kingdom of heaven? Shall persecutions? Is persecution going to win victory over your soul?
Oh God.
Is one persecution? You see, let me say this. There's a lot of times that we could lay down our sword. We could say, and Lord help, I feel maybe a lot of us have laid down our sword.
Uh-huh.
And that's no reflection on anyone, but you take a look around in the house and see if that old song ain't right. Dust on the Bible. Praise the Lord.
All right.
But you see, any of us could lay down the sword and sit down on our couch at home and figuratively speaking, sit out on a couch and say, I'm just not. But you can suffer persecution and give up.
Uh-huh.
Or you can suffer persecution and still go through with Christ and still obtain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall persecution separate us? I hope not.
No.
I hope not. Uh-huh. Because it's not worth it.
Amen.
Say, count the cost.
Hallelujah.
Count the cost.
Count it.
See what it's worth to fight for the Lord.
Amen.
See what. I heard a message one time, and this brother said, if I could cause you to see down both rows and see what is at the end of both rows, if I could see you get you to see what's at the end of the road of condemnation, I could close my Bible and quit preaching, and this altar would be full. And if I could see you get you to see what's at the end of the road of salvation and the glory of God and the blessings that God has waiting for you, I could still close my Bible, because you would want to praise God for the rest of the days of your life around this altar. Hallelujah. And anywhere you go, no matter what the cost, my friend, it's not worth it for you to lay down your life and lose out on the eternal blessings of God.
Amen.
No matter what the trials, whether it be domestic or elsewhere, it's not worth losing your soul.
Right.
The 16th chapter of Matthew's Gospel put it this way. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Or what would it profit if a man should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Lose his own soul.
Buy a sword tonight, friend. Get dressed.
Hallelujah.
But by all means, get the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Buy a sword that you may be able to win the victory. No matter how much you must fight, fight for the Lord.
Right.
Say amen to that.
Hallelujah.
No matter where you must go, you see, I've often had the idea, and people have told me this, and I've heard it many times, and say, why don't you go to such and such a place? And the simple answer, not nothing fancy, but the simple answer comes back and say, what for?
Uh-huh.
I've got everything I need.
Hallelujah.
I don't need anything else to take up the emptiness in my heart, in
my
soul.
That's good.
Because God filled me.
Hallelujah.
I said He filled me.
Glory.
And when the young people start talking to young people who know God and say, let's go to such and such a place that strictly is forbidden for the saint of God,
uh-huh.
Just say, what for?
That's right.
What is the purpose behind it?
Right.
Count the cost.
Uh-huh.
And say the battle is well worth it. The battle is sweet.
That's right.
The victory is sweet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we must hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it may be the husband or the wife that's contrary to this gospel. In my case, it's my mom and family. Hallelujah. So often it hurts to say no. To husband and wife. But it's better to win the victory with Christ Jesus. One that sticks closer than a brother. I've got people and I've got loved ones who don't know this gospel and know the sweet spirit of the Holy Ghost. Now I'd love to take them and hug them by the neck. And believe you me, friend, it hurts. But by the grace of God.
Glory! Keep fighting. Hallelujah. You're preaching that.
By the grace of God, I'm going to go through.
Amen.
I shall not lay my sword down.
Hallelujah.
Not my close friends, and by most certain not my enemies. I shall go on victoriously. And if I live in God through my ripe old age, in which I hope that the Lord don't come back, I'm going to be victorious over death,
Amen.
Hell. I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul as I ascend to the portal of glory. I'm going to look back. Oh, death, where's thy victory?
That's good.
Oh, grave, worthless. I'm going home. I call it a good time.
Hallelujah.
Can you say now?
Amen. Glory, glory.
Buy a sword. No matter how much you must pay for it, buy it. No matter what you must lay down for it, buy it. No matter who you must leave aside, buy it. Except a man forsake houses, land, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, for my name's sake, with persecution, he shall in no wise enter into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise. Let's stand together.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Buy a sword tonight, friend. They're here. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It doesn't deceive. It doesn't cheat.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't deny. But there is a promise and there is a guarantee that stands behind it all. It's guaranteed to win you victory tonight.
Hallelujah.
Buy a sword. Buy a sword and become victorious through Christ Jesus our Lord. God bless
you. Thank God I've won.